Hello.
I'd like to give Becky a hand for working so hard.
Just a few things. So the schedule for today, we're going to have class, this class until 4. We're going to have an hour break. We're going to have another class. You should all write it down. I will forget it after I say it. Then you'll ask me, and I'll have to ask you actually what it is. So we'll have another, break from 4 to 5, another class here from 5 to 6. All the
That's
classes.
That's meditation.
That'll be meditation.
With your posting.
What?
Meditate. That'll 5 to 6 is a meditation class with your post. Bring your poster to that class. Okay, then 6 to 7:30 is dinner. And it's a long dinner because you're not going to be talking starting tomorrow night. And you should all bond now and get to know each other now while you can.
Before it's too late.
And everybody needs a name tag. Everybody, who doesn't have a name tag?
Yeah.
What's going on? Okay, work study person, raise your hand. Mirashani. Mirashani. During the break, can you go get the name tags and have them at the door? And you can't come in unless you have a name tag.
With your name on.
With your name on. And then we're going to have another class from 7:30 to 9:30. And then everybody can go to bed. Yay. Okay, I heard that there was one men's cabin with 11 people in it. There was something about two Mark M's, and they both went to the same cabin. So if there's a man in that 11-person cabin who would like to be, maybe
in a woman's cabin.
In maybe a 9-person room, well, it would become a 9-person room, then you should tell me. And I don't know who the people are in that cabin or which cabin it is. And really, don't be shy if you want to move. It's totally fine. I'll find a spot for you.
Who will find a spot?
Will I find them?
Is this somebody else who does that?
Who does the registration?
No, who does the cabin stuff? Unhappy. Nick.
Nick, where are you? Nick? Nick.
He does the cabin movie.
If you're, if you're a person in that 11-man cabin and you want to switch, don't be shy. Talk to Nick, and we'll find you another spot. Okay? And then I know we don't have hot water, and maybe some of you want to bathe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the only solution I come up with was that I'm very sorry about this, by the way. I'm very sorry. I feel personally responsible for the weather and the pipes. I don't know why. It's a Jewish guilt thing, I think. So the only thing I could think of is if other people who have hot water in their cabins would be willing to share their hot water, which is, of course, how you get more hot water in the end, and which is probably why you're in the cabin with the hot water to begin with, then maybe you could raise your hand. And
how about the cabin leaders?
Oh, yes. I thought of that earlier. The cabin leader should stand up right now. Nick is going to get a pen and paper. Does Nick have a pen and paper? Does Nick have a pen and paper? Okay. You're all willing to share your hot water. Okay. What I think would be really the best thing is if you're in a four-person cabin. How many of you are in four-people cabins standing up? One, two, three, four. Five. Okay, those of you in four or less person cabins, tell Nick your name right now.
Tell who?
Nick.
Allison.
Once you've given your name, you can sit down.
Allison.
Then Nick, Johnson. Did you get Allison?
John.
Did he get you?
We're in an egg.
Okay, what's your name?
Carl.
Carl.
Okay.
Where's your name tag? Oh, you're so busted. Okay, so then those of you who need showers, the group, the cabin leader should stand up in the room of the people who want showers. Like if you've heard people say, no, is that?
Chelsea.
Oh, hi Chelsea. Sorry, you're back, but I couldn't see your face. Write down Nick. Write down Chelsea's name also. And Ben Gomi. We're gonna, I don't think we need that. We're gonna go by the name. Okay, now if you're the group leader of a cabin who doesn't have water or hot water, stand up. Stand up, don't be shy. Your people might want some hot water. One, two, three, four, five, six. You don't have any hot water? Oh, one, two, three. Stand up tall. Don't be shy. If you're the cabin leader in a cabin without water or hot water, one, two, three, four. I see you. Okay, now you're going to give your names to Nick right now. Did you get that, Maria? Do you have Maria? Okay.
Is there another Maria who did have hot water?
And Nick, do you need a helper with that, or you could do that on your own?
I just wonder, was there anybody else who stood up and said that they didn't have hot water?
Nick, our cabin has hot water.
And then Mira said it was okay, and she has what? Havasu?
Have a pie.
Have a pie. Mira's also, so Mira, you go over there.
Actually, Mike is our leader.
Oh, Mike's the leader?
Yeah.
No, nine's too many. They have eight, so it's fine. Mike?
Yeah, name of a paradise.
You have hot water. And you have how many people?
Three.
That's great. Yeah, okay, so definitely meet with Nick. Yeah, okay. I heard a rumor there's someone in this room who didn't register.
No.
That's you. If you have not paid and or registered, you must speak to me. I don't know who you are. After class, please. Oh, and I have a note. Advanced that class is moving into the registration office starting tomorrow. I thought we could do two advanced classes if we have to. Can you go off it? Okay. I know some of you got turned away. There wasn't enough room, so we're going to try to move you into registration tomorrow. If there still isn't enough room, we'll split it between Log House and the registration room. If you would like to be, if you are a yoga instructor, yes, and you would like to help give adjustments during class, speak to Mira during dinner. Mira, can you just stand up for a sec?
You need to be yoga.
Mira asked that you be a yoga teacher, not a yoga teacher. Is it yoga teacher training okay or no?
Oh yeah, just be a yoga teacher if you want to help.
But what if
yoga?
They've just done a teacher training but they haven't taught yoga class?
They can talk to me.
Okay, if you've done a teacher training or if you're a yoga teacher and you'd like to help adjust, please talk to Mira and we could really, really use your help. Please. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, we're
going to
have a meeting.
And all work study, we have a meeting after the end of.
Is that clock's not right, right? The whole camp seems to be a little slow.
No, that's right.
That's right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're half an hour late.
We're
15 minutes late. That's not bad. Okay, here we go. So if you meditate, it will be on one thing only, and that's the meaning of meditation. So again, we're going to try to sort of emulate the Sakya tradition, which Prabhu Kripache, a big Galupa Lama, advises us of trying. I thought it'd be fun to try to do 18 short sessions in a day, see how it goes. So, we're going to do a session right now.
Cool.
But first you have to do a book. That's good luck. It takes less time and you only have to do the positive. Not true. We'll start with a short meditation, okay? Let's get ready. Start by watching your breath. Post your sentry at the tip of your nose. End of the nostrils, watch the breath come and go. Stay there, one place. That's meditation, one place. picture a sun-filled room on the top of a mountain, on the side of a mountain near the top. There's golden sunlight streaming in through the windows. Sky above, through the window you can see sky, blue sky, and soft mountains rising halfway up to the sky. Imagine that your heart teacher is with you. You can picture them facing you, sitting on the ground facing you in the sunlight. Visualization is not making photographs or paintings or sculptures. Visualization is bringing a living being into the room with you. Eyes blinking, chest breathing, warmth from their body. And just focus on their face, just the outline of their face. Now start to go into meditation, which means one object only, not aware of the sunlight anymore, not aware of the sky anymore, just aware of their face. Your mind linked to their face and no other thing in the world. Just their face. And bid them goodbye. can slowly open your eyes. So we said that meditation is just a tool, like a microscope or a telescope, and then you have to train it on something. You have to put something in under your microscope, or you have to want to see something larger. So then there comes into the play a very crucial part of meditation, which is selecting your object, okay? Selecting the thing that you will meditate upon. And we are, this is Phabon Kripache's Lam Rim, okay? It's 1,000 pages. Very, very famous. And I was sitting with someone recently at lunch, and everybody was saying their, what they thought was the greatest book of all time. You know, and the Bible came up, and Gone with the Wind. And I said, no, Namdo Lakchar. This book is called Namdo Lakchar. Namdo means liberation. Lak means hand. Chang is short for Chang Sutupa, which means put out your hands. It's like somebody, you just come and say, here's liberation. You know? And you just take it. I give it to you. Okay? Like that. Somebody, what do you call it?
Trust.
Yeah, it's a gift of liberation thrust into your hand. And they just say, here, take it. Like a potato. You know? And you're like, wow. Okay, so that's the name of the book. It's a teaching that was given in, I think, 1921 for 24 days in the capital of Tibet, Lhasa, by my teacher's teacher's teacher, okay, which is Phabon Kripache. And he trained the teacher of the current Dalai Lama, okay? So he's an amazing Lama. And he trained Trigyar Rinpoche, who's the tutor of the current Dalai Lama. And Trigyar Rinpoche was my teacher's teacher also. So my teacher taught this book for over 25 years. We went through it three times. And it's a beautiful, beautiful manual of all the steps to enlightenment. So like when you buy a new lawnmower and they say try to read the manual and you know, you throw it out. No, and you read what you have to read, you know? You read the, what do you call it? What's it called? The short instructions, you know? And there's like 10 steps, you know, like screw on the blade, you know, put the oil in, and like that. And then you can mow your lawn. So this is a Lam Rim text. Lam means path, Rim means step, step by step. So step by step, on the path to enlightenment. The idea being that there are certain realizations that everyone needs if they are going to get enlightened. Okay? For example, the realization of our own impermanence. Okay? And it has to come home to you very strongly if you hope to get enlightened. You have to have an experience or something, understanding. A close friend dies or something like that, you know? These are necessary for spiritual development. You must have some kind of realization of impermanence thrust upon you in order to progress spiritually. Someone who thinks they're going to live forever or someone who hasn't had a tragedy in their life, it's much harder for them to develop spiritually. So this book has all of those steps, and the assertion is that you must go through all those steps. If you skip one or you skip two, spiritually speaking, it would be like leaving a major part out of a car. Okay, so, you know, my teacher had a Volkswagen Bug. It had 200,000 miles on it. It broke one day. He said, fix it, because you're American, you can fix it. I took it apart and I put it back together, and there were three pieces missing. I had three pieces left, you know? And then I'm like, I tried to start it. It wouldn't start because no car company is going to put a piece in there that costs anything that's not necessary, you know? So it's the same with Lam Rim, okay? It's the same with your spiritual life. There are certain experiences, inner experiences that you cannot do without. You must have them. And so the process of going through Lam Rim is to try to take us through those experiences in a logical way so that by the end we become enlightened. Okay? So that's how much we haven't done, okay, in the last class. Meaning, I skipped 950 pages or something, and I took you to the end. Why? The end of the process of liberation involves a lot of meditation. You have to be meditating a lot. And then you must train that tool upon emptiness. You must try to grasp emptiness. If you understand emptiness, then all things are possible. If you don't, then nothing is possible. So traditionally, in Lam Rim, emptiness is taught last. And meditation is taught just before that, okay? But what I want you guys to do is I'm taking you through meditation first, which is basically the 9 levels and the, how many powers?
6
powers and the?
4
states of mind. So if you don't come out of with anything else this week, it's got to be, what, 9, 6, and 4. And then you can spend the rest of your life trying to remember what they were. And then to train that thing on emptiness. And then emptiness is the key to everything. So my proposal, which you don't have any choice but to accept, is we'll do the meditation first, which is what we're doing, and then we'll study emptiness as we go. And then we will train that emptiness meditation is a gun with a telescopic sight, okay? Like, I used to hunt deer. Like, in Arizona, when I grew up, you had to hunt deer. And, you know, we were brought up, I had a 257 Magnum, and I was trained from age 10 to shoot these guns. And then the deer one, it has a telescopic sight on the top, and then it's a high-powered, very high-powered rifle. So you could hit a deer on another mountain. So you can think, which he did once, and then I told my dad I can't do that anymore. That's another story. But the telescope is the meditation, you see? The telescope is the meditation, the scope. And then the power is the gun. The gun is emptiness, okay? So if you combine them, right? If you have really powerful meditation scope, and then you have the rifle, which is emptiness, then you can get enlightened, you see? Vipassana and shamatha in Sanskrit. Okay, shamatha is ultimate capacity to meditate, past level 9. Okay, and then the gun is called vipassana, which means an extraordinary insight to how things work. Okay, so we need to combine those two. You have to have the gun and you have to have the scope. So what we're doing this week is I'm giving you the gun and the scope. Okay. And then you got to go shoot things, okay? What are you going to shoot? You're going to train that gun and that scope on the Lam Rim, on the steps of the path to enlightenment, you see? So each time we go through a step, starting in the spring, you'll train the gun on that, you see? So let's say we do a step which is called death meditation or study a person's impermanence. So then we will, instead of just doing the normal Lam Rim thing, which is you say, okay, everybody has to die, there's 9 reasons why, you should come to 4 conclusions. You know, instead of doing that, we will train that gun on death itself. And we will do a death meditation, and you will go through the death training. But then you'll train the gun on it and say, do you have to die? You know, can you change that, you see? Because it's empty, and if you had enough concentration, you could change the fact of your mortality, okay? If you understood its emptiness, and if you could focus strongly enough, you could shoot your own mortality. You see, Kala Danda, right? In yogi terms, Kala Danda means what? Take a stick to death. Danda means stick, Kala means death, right? I think it would become a very popular way to teach Lam Rim, and you will be the first teachers of it, okay? Which means you have to learn it. So in the whole context of what I'm doing is that I want each person here to teach starting the day after you leave, okay? The day when you can start talking again. You start teaching, okay? So take notes and pay attention as if the lineage rested on your shoulders, which it does, okay? For 2,500 years, each group of students has taken responsibility to pass it on correctly, accurately. And then that's your job. Once in our tradition, in our lineage, once you listen to a teaching, it's your job to know it well enough to pass it on. So you gotta make sure you get it down pat, okay? You can even ask questions for the next 24 hours. Let's say you can ask questions by note throughout the week, okay? But you should know it with a confidence of a teacher. Like, if somebody lost the instructions to the lawnmower, they should be able to come to you and say, well, what do we do? What did the book say? So take enough notes that you can pass it on responsibly, okay? You can be irresponsible and just say, I used to do that. Some of my years, in my 30 years, I'd say, oh, I'm just going to osmosize it from the Lama. You know, I don't remember too much of those years. So I would suggest notes. Okay, so take notes. And then in the evening session, we'll start on the poster. And I don't mind if you make notes on the poster. And then my hope is that you would stick the poster up at home when you get home. And it's always looking at you in an accusatory way. You know, like, look at all these cool levels, Len. But you didn't have time to read me today or do me today. Okay, so. We had a poster in the yurt in the three-year retreat, Lama Christie and I, and we hung it from one of the lower sticks, and you had to bump into it to get out of the door. And it was some kind of blessing, you know? And so what I wanted to do in the evening sessions, you'll be taking your notes on your poster, because the poster is an outline, it's not complete. And then you take it home and you sit with the poster, and you put it up somewhere. Some of the New Yorkers will have to get a larger apartment. Okay. All right. So we're going through emptiness. We're picking up where we left off in October. November? I don't know. But anyway, we can't go on. We have to do it this way. I've realized we have to do it this way. We'll be having teaching every meditation retreat. Because otherwise we can't finish in 10 years. It would take 20 years. So let's do 10 years, okay? Then we can do something else. All right. So just for the record of the video and all that, I believe we're at 365B, last line, okay? So I'll read the Tibetan as a blessing, and then I'll teach it to you. We're on the subject of emptiness. Keshi kansaki tengi dagmenge nge lawe dambor dene chi. If you're going to learn emptiness. So probably, as my teacher, Geshe Thupten Rinchen, would say, you should probably have two sections in your notebook. One is going to be for the meditation stuff, and one is going to be for the emptiness stuff. So we're doing the emptiness stuff. Every object... By the way, if you haven't heard anything about emptiness in your life, don't worry, okay? You came at the right time, okay? We're starting from the start, okay? Keshi kansaki tengi dangmen te... Every object in the world... Every existing thing has its own emptiness, okay? What's the easiest way for us to get at any one of those? You see, if we can just grasp one of them, we can get liberated. We can change death itself. Out of all the stuff in the world, what would be the coolest emptiness to start from? Like the emptiness of snow, or the emptiness of dinner, or the emptiness of my last distraction in my meditation. See, everything has an emptiness. So the text says, let's use me. That's the most powerful place to start. Michael will use Michael. Raphael uses Raphael. Gabriel uses Gabriel. You know, you start like that. You use me. I use Mike. You use Helen. You know, everybody uses their own self. All right? That's the place to start. Kansaki tengi dagme te nge lawe. It's easier to start there, he says. Tambor dene tu. Therefore, we will start there. We will start the teaching from there. Deyan doni denna bebcheki rigpa la tenjoki rigpa dang. There are, in classical Buddhist teaching, many ways to prove emptiness, okay? And one famous way is called dependent origination, which you can just think of in human terms as everything in the world had something that made it happen, okay? Like, everything has something that came before it and caused it. That's all. If you see smoke, there must be a fire, you know. If you see a person, there must have been a mother. Okay? Just everything is impelled by another thing. That's all. That's how Buddha taught dependent origination. He only used one syllable words, but we've improved. He said, stuff happens because other stuff happens, okay? This happened because that happened, all right? And we don't understand what causes stuff. We say snow falls because I blew my nose or something like that. Like what the way we believe things work is as ridiculous as saying snow falls because I blew my nose. Okay, maybe it will if you're really close to this where I'm sitting. Okay. There are many, many ways, he says. You can use dependent origination. Things happen because of other things. Or you can use Namdungi Rigpa. These are seven variations on a study of what is the relationship between Mike and Mike's parts. What is the relationship between Michael and Michael's arms and Michael's legs and Michael's head, Michael's mind, okay? And we finished that in Phoenix, okay? We did Namdungi Rigpa. We used, on the last day, the example of something in the parking lot, a car. Okay, we used a car. And it took a long time. I checked the tapes because I needed to know where to start today. And it's like an hour on the parts of a car. Okay. That, I just want you, for the record, I want you to know that's not the whole Namdungi Rigpa. That's not the whole argument. But it took a couple hours and that was enough. There are six more variations, okay? Which we're not going to get to, because that's not the purpose. He's just mentioning it, saying there are many ways to prove emptiness. Okay? Sok means etc. Mangyang. Le dang bowe ko lawa ni chitu daki rigpa ni yinbe. Those who are just starting out on their study of emptiness, it would be easier for them if they used the classical argument for emptiness called it's not one and it's not many. Okay? Chitu tell. Say chik tu tell. Many neophyte editors have corrected the tu to tu because after ka, the locative required is tu. And they didn't understand that it was chik dang tu ma, meaning one and many. Okay? So chik tu tell, meaning things are not one and things are not many. Okay? Is this one clock or many clocks?
One.
It's one clock, okay? Are these one clock or many clocks?
Many.
Yeah, those are more than one, okay? But that's a classical proof for emptiness where you prove that there's not one clock in this room and there's not two clocks in this room either, and there's no other choice. It's either one clock in this room or there's more than one clock in this room. And there's no other choice, okay? You covered everything. Can I say that? Either there's one clock in this room, or there's, if there's any clocks in this room, okay? There's either one or there's many, okay? Can we say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a classical proof of emptiness. How that's true, why that's true, he's going to get there. Rigpa ni, but he says ni in Tibetan means one and only sometimes. You see, one and only, ni can mean one and only. Like he's saying, capital, we do it with a capital T. The city is, where's the city? Phoenix, yeah. Okay, everybody knows that. Okay, no, I mean, they say that. I used to think it was very arrogant when I first moved to New York. Everybody says, the city. I said, which city? The. Okay. So think of Chittagarigpa. The proof of one or many is the proof of emptiness. He's saying, ni, okay? Jayrimpa chetang, dejes drambha mambukyang, kapdeo ripateni la neshi jane, sungye. Jayrimpa che means jatsokapa, okay? Jatsokapa, dejes drambha mambo, and many of those who have fallen in his footsteps of his thinking lineage, okay? We have to divide between a political lineage and a thinking lineage, okay? Like, lots of followers of Tsongkhapa aren't Gelugpas, and lots of Gelugpas aren't, okay. All right, Jason Zhang, Mangpa Kyang, Kaptir Rigpa Denyi La Denshi Jani. So lots of followers of Tsongkhapa and himself, they used, bullet point, I guess. Nay, crucial points, four crucial points, bullet points, okay, in regard to the proof of emptiness based on one in many, okay? So there are four steps that you, once I take you through these four steps, you should have a really good grasp of emptiness, all right? That's the point. Neshi jar, neshi, they applied four crucial points to the argument of one in many, okay? Kyang, ne sung ye. De la dangbo ni means, hey, you want to know the first one? Okay, de la dangbo ni, gakcha ngepe ne, gakcha ngepe ne. The first crucial step for any person who seeks to understand emptiness and thereby save their planet is gakcha. Okay, say gakcha. A lot of new students say gakcha. It's gakcha. Gakcha means, when I say my pocket is empty, I'm talking about something that's not there, right? Which is normally money. Okay. And there's a process of discovering it. You go to the restaurant, you tell everybody you're paying, you eat a big dinner at Cochina Rustica in near Sedona, because you want to be a big shot, and you say you're going to pay for everybody, and then everybody eats a huge meal, and then they bring the bill, and you, with a flourish, you reach into your pocket, and then you're like, oh, I gave my credit card to the people doing the readings for the last Phoenix teaching, and they lost the credit card. But hey, that's another subject. You reach in and there's this sense of emptiness, okay? But emptiness implies the emptiness of something has to not be there, okay? Gakcha means the thing that emptiness is empty of. Okay? Gakcha means the thing that ain't there. Okay? Gakcha. That's, if you don't know the thing that ain't there, you can't, if you don't know what a credit card is, you can't what? You can't discover that it's not your pocket. Okay? There's got to be something that isn't there, that you discover isn't there, and then it saves your life and the lives of everybody on the planet. Okay, so that's gakcha. Gakcha. So the first crucial point is we must identify what it is that's not there and was never there. Okay, and was never there. I like to talk about, I was driving down Fifth Street in Howell, New Jersey one night. It was getting dusk. I was in Rinpoche's Honda, which lasted 25 years because he never drove it. And a mouse ran across the street. And I slammed on my brakes. And I almost put my head through the windshield, you know? Like my head bumped the windshield. And then I was like, oh, I hope I didn't hit him, you know? And I looked down, and it's an oak leaf that was blowing in the wind, right? So get this, try to grasp this. a thing that wasn't what I thought it was almost killed me. Okay? A thing that wasn't what I thought I was almost crushed my head and killed me, left, you know, sent me on into another world. You know? I was reacting to a thing that didn't even exist. Okay? All right? And that's what our life is all about. Everything you ever got happy about, everything you ever got sad about, every crisis you ever had, every problem you ever encountered, every person you didn't like, all the lines on your face, especially these, they've been produced by something that didn't even exist. And you just made a boo-boo. It was a big boo-boo. The person you were mad at wasn't there. In a certain way, okay? The leaf you tried not to run over was never there, okay? All the stress of your life has been produced by a mirage, okay? Something that wasn't there. That's gotcha. Okay? Gotcha is the mouse running across the room on the day that I slammed my brakes on, okay? Gotcha is the mouse running across the room on the day I slammed my brakes on. And in my mind, you got to put quotation marks around what?
Mouse.
It was the mouse that I almost ran over, right? We, in English, we put quotation marks on things that don't exist. You know, he's supposed to be a competent boss. You know, you know, and we go like that, right? We have this mudra. There's a mudra. There's a hand mudra. You know, actually, all bosses are incompetent. That's why I don't have one. Anyway, mouse. Okay, Mike, okay, the Mike that I've been protecting and fighting for, and, you know, combing what hair he had left, and, you know, this Mike. Okay, so this is Gokta. We must establish who it was that wasn't there when we had all our crises in life. Okay. Takbe ngula marek parte ngume zimmayin. Very famous. Say takbe ngula. Marek par. De ngume. Zimmayin. One of the most famous lines from Master Shantideva. Who said that? You said that? Nice. From? Yeah. In English? Yeah, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Master Shantideva. Okay. Takbe ngula marek par. Until you can try to make it common. Until you can make contact with the thing that you were imagining, you will never be able to realize that it was never there. Okay? Until you can identify the thing you thought was there, you will never be able to establish that it never was there. Okay? Basically, you have to figure out, what is it you're thinking wrong about Michael or Helen or Ellen? Sorry. It's the Juan gets on the Ellen. Okay. The Hua, you know. Or anybody else. What is it about Michael that I'm doing wrong? Okay. That's the big question. You know, one day I just sat down with Rinpoche. I said, Rinpoche, we're in the class, right? He said, yeah. I said, the door's over there, right? He said, yeah. I said, so what am I doing wrong? I'm going to walk through that door and go make you tea in about 2 minutes. So what am I thinking wrong about the door? Just tell me. Let's just get it straight. You know, just tell me. And don't teach me all this stuff. You know, just tell me what I'm doing wrong with the door and I'll stop doing it. Okay? Like, just tell me what I'm doing wrong. Oh, how am I thinking wrong about Mike? And just tell me. And then I'll stop. Okay? But unfortunately, you have to listen to scripture else I don't have anything to do. Okay. Shay Sungbatar. So Master Shantideva said, we must figure out what it is that we're doing wrong. What is it that's not there that we think is there? Because some of the stuff we think is there is there. Michael's here. He's teaching. It's real. Okay? But you're doing something wrong. Somehow your mind is, what do you call it? What do you call it when they adulterate it, right? There's mixed in something unreal. Okay? Shay Sumbatar. Kang gokyu dang megyu dak. If you can't identify the me that doesn't exist and the me which we have to cancel mentally, de gakpe megak ngomishete, then we will not be able to cancel it. Okay? There's two kinds of cancellation in Buddhism. One is to prove that something doesn't exist, and one is to prove that something is not something. Okay? Megak means to establish that something doesn't exist. Berna, Benma Tongar, Dharmi Popadang. He says, if you can't see the target, how can you hit it with the arrow? Or we got a high-powered rifle, right? How can you hit the target? How can you hit the deer if you can't see the deer, right? If you can't identify what it is you're doing wrong, how are you going to shoot it? Okay? That frame, that thinking, okay? Popadang. Kumanguma zinadzim yitupa. Or if you don't know the identity of a criminal, how are you going to, what do you call it, apprehend them? Right. Not possible. Mitupa shindu gyurwe. If you don't know the thing that emptiness is empty of, and you don't know what it is you're doing wrong with the door, then how are you going to stop yourself? Okay. Gokyu dag mursing gula. We must identify the mic that doesn't exist. We must identify the Michael, or everybody, John has to do John. No, everybody has to. Gabriel has to do Gabriel. John, the other John has to do the other John. Okay. Kajakna. Dela dembar me chepe dembatang rangshingi madupkyu rangshindang rangun e megyu ranguni shigyaku dabar. He's going to give three synonyms for the mic that doesn't exist. Okay? He's going to give three technical words that are used to describe the mic that doesn't exist. Here's the first one. Dembarme, unreal. Okay. Unreal. Chepe. He says the real and unreal. The real and unreal. Got it? Rangshingi madubgyu rangshin. And the nature in natural. When you say things are not. The nature in natural when you say things are not. Natural, right? When I say things are not natural, what am I referring to? What is nature? When I say things are unreal, what would real be like? Okay? And then the third one, Rangune, this is easier, okay? Doesn't come from its own side. It doesn't come from its own side. It doesn't come. We were in China for months doing pens and going like this and this, you know. Do you know that? If you were on tour, you heard it 48 times. John okay? You hold up, you give the argument about the entrance of the pen, then you hold up the pen in front of 1,000 people and you say, is the pen coming this way or is the pen coming this way? And then all these people say, the pen is coming this way. You know, they all get it, right? So Rangune Drupa means coming this way, towards you, okay? Towards you, from its own side. In Tibetan, it's rang nun ne dupa, existing through it from its own side. Okay, so the own side in existing from its own side, the real in unreal, and then the nature in not natural. These are all gakja. Okay. All right. Okay. Those are three different ways to talk about it. But we'll go more, don't worry. If you're feeling lost, it means you have something of value. Okay? Hopefully. Okay. Shigyapa Dopa, the commentary to the 400 verses written by Arya Deva, who was the primary student of Nagarjuna himself, he says, Dela Dakche Javani, Kashik Nopo Nam. Namki shenla ragma lepe ngogo rangshin te mepa ni dag mepa o. You want to know what it means when they say, Mike is not Mike? Okay? Get used to that, okay? Mike is not Mike. The building is not the building. The retreat center is not the retreat center. The snow is not the snow. The Mike that you're talking about when you say that Mike is not Mike, okay? What does that mean? He says, Nopo nam ki shenla ragma lepa. Dela dak, him, me, self, mic. What we mean when we say the mic that's not there is a mic that wouldn't depend on anybody else or anything else. Okay, a mic that could come without its proper causes. a mic that could exist without being in relationship to anything else. Okay, that's the mic that doesn't exist. Okay, that's the mic that was never there. That's the mic that I've been protecting my whole life that made all the wrinkles on my face. Okay, and if I hadn't believed in that mic, my face wouldn't have those wrinkles. I would be happy all the time. Okay, I've been slamming on my brakes my whole life for something that didn't exist. Okay, a mic. And if I ask you to describe what that mic would be like, you could start by saying a mic that could exist without depending on anything else. What that means exactly, we have to talk about. Okay, you could say that exists without his mother, or exists without, you know, the experiences of his life, or something like that. But we're going to go deeper on it. Okay, that's how Master Ayurveda described the word no self. No self means, no mic means, no mic that ever happened without relying on something else. She Sumbashin. We'll do a meditation. I want to keep throwing in 5-minute meditations. Okay? This is the old Sakya system. Let's see how it works. Instead of a 2-hour thing where you space out for 1 hour and 50 minutes, and your knees hurt. But your knees hurt anyway. Okay. Go back to your breath. Just one thing, your breath. Nothing else. There's nothing else in the world. Go back to the sunlit room on the side of the mountain. Your teacher is sitting with you. Gaze upon their face. They're looking at you. Gaze upon their eyes. There's nothing else in the world. You have no other things to think about. You have no other worries in the world. You have no plans. No other thoughts. Nothing else to feel or be aware of. Just connect with their eyes and their face upon you. Stay there. Just stay there. Take your sustenance. See how it feeds your spirit, your mind, and your body to just stay on one thing. Feel some kind of comfort or relief that you can just stay on one thing. You don't have to worry about anything else. Just be there. Teacher's not saying anything, they're not doing anything. Just looking at each other. Just be content to be there. That contentment will make you a different person in a week. And bid your teacher farewell. Come back to this room slowly. You can open your eyes. Shenki kenla ragle pa mimba rangingune yepa'am. Something that would not depend on its causes, other things. Rangingune yepa, something that existed from its own side. He's going to talk later about the importance of experiencing these things and not just learning the technical lingo. Like, it can become technical lingo. You can start saying it doesn't exist from its own side, and then you have no personal feeling or experience of what that means. So I'm going to run it by you just quickly, okay? Which is why it's taking so long to get through this text. Yeah, man. So this is the, you know, DCI tour. Wei Qi heard it 5,000 times. She translated it. What's this thing? We'll do it real fast. What's this thing? If a dog comes in here and I wave it at a dog and I hand it to, you know, I go like this, what will they do?
They'll chew on it.
They won't see a pen. Okay, they don't see a pen. They see something to chew. Chew toy, you can say. Okay? Who's right? Yeah, you could say both. Okay, it's okay. It's really a pen to a person, and it's really a chew toy to a dog. Okay. If I leave the object here on the seat, and we all leave, all the humans and all the dogs leave. Which one is it? Yeah. It's neither one. Okay. We had two people in the audience in, where's it, Guangzhou? It's so beautiful. There was a man sitting next to a lady. And when I asked, which one is it, then the guy, right? The guy went like this. So he was Kong Sing. Kong Sing means emptiness in Chinese, right? And then I said, well, so is it coming this way or is it coming this way? Yeah, it must be coming this way because a dog doesn't see a pen. If it were coming this way, then a dog would see a pen, you see? If it were coming from its own side, it's such a simple proof, and it doesn't take 4,000 pages of scripture, you know? If it were coming this way, which is how we normally think of it, you see? When you say it exists from its own side, you hold to that idea that it's a pen, right? Especially when it's threatened by a dog, and they chew on it, and you say, don't chew on the pen. The dog is like, what are you doing using a perfectly good chew toy scratching on paper all day? They also get upset at us, you see? You are misusing a chew toy. Why aren't, you could be enjoying, you know? You see, really, really. You laugh because you, the extent to which it seems humorous to you is the extent to which you believe it's a pen. You see? It's not coming this way. Because of the dog and the human thing, it is coming this way. Okay? I hate to throw a big word. What's the ontological status of a pen that comes this way? How much does a pen that comes this way exist? Zero. Okay? That's emptiness. All right? That's all. That's the pen that doesn't exist. This whole scripture is going to go in this long thing. Okay? But think, we do believe that things come this way. And the amount to which you giggle when we talk about the dog saying, don't scratch on the paper with my chew toy, is the extent to which you believe it comes from itself. All right. Shengi Gin. Shenatipa Meching Ramalepa. So throughout this text, I have several bones to, what do you call it? To chew? No. Bones to pick with the traditional scripture. And one is that they throw around this thing that about it not coming from causes, but really they're only talking about one cause, which is what?
Perception.
Yeah, my perception that I lay on it, pen, okay? I have a seat in my mind, and that forces me to see it as a pen. So in China, we had everybody was going either this way, and that was Mr. Kong Xing. And next to him was a lady, and she kept going like this, which is Mrs. Chongzi. Right? Is that right? Chongzi. See? Chongzi. Don't look at me like that. I say Chinese, and they all go. And then they try to guess what I'm trying to say, and then they're like, oh. So what's the right way to say it? Zhongzi. Okay, so anyway, we had Mrs. Zhongzi and we had Mr. Kong Xing, right? And Mrs. Zhongzi kept going like this. And Mr. Kong Xing kept going like that, okay? And that's all. You just need Mr. Kong Xing and Mrs. Zhongzi. And then you have it, okay? This is not a pen from its own side. And whatever pen I see is coming from the seeds in my mind, okay? This and this. And that's everything, okay? So when they keep seeing in the text, dependent origination, depends on its own causes, you got to keep in mind that they're talking about a zhongzi, okay? And they're not talking like you came from your mother. That's not a big discovery. You know that. It hasn't saved you. You know what I mean? I have a bone to pick with the scriptures because they keep saying, depends on other factors. And you're like, I know I depend on it. I eat. I was born. I drive a car. People help me. You know, but that's not the point. The point is, there's a seed in your mind which is making you see stuff as stuff, which is also making you see your own death. And if you could remove that seed, if things are coming from seeds, all things are possible. If things are coming this way, nothing's possible. You might as well shoot yourself. My brother did. You know? If it's all coming this way, you can't change it. If it's coming this way, you just tweak in here a little bit. Okay? How? Be nice to other people. Okay, here we go. Shenatopa Mechin Ramalepa Ranking on Nyiki Tsuktupa. Tsuktupa means stands on its own. Okay? Independent of my Zhongzi. Oh, you're from another place. Zhongzi, where are you from? Zhongzi. Where are you from in China?
China.
Which part?
Oh, Taiwan.
Okay, Taiwan. Okay. Zhongzi. I have to remember all the accents. Okay. So, Zhongzi is the sea. Okay, it's coming. When Tsuktupa means the pen could stand there on its own without this. Okay? The pen could be there on its own without this. Right? That's like saying when you set it here and the dogs go out and the humans go out, it's still a pen. Okay? All right? Tsuktupa means that. Tsuktupa means self-standing. Tsuktupa la ser. Di la tsiki she yam tsam ki ni tsepe tse parope ka gok che tsam durung mu nyong tog ne ma nge na gakcha ngu ma sinte. There, he got to the part. He said, "Dila tsiki she." You can talk about this in words, and you can teach this in a class. And in a debate, you can roll out, you know, the thing is not self-standing, or the thing depends on its factors. You know, you can, when you're in a debate ground or with an intellectual scholar, or you're teaching a class, you can throw around these terms. He says, "But nyong togne mangena." But if you don't in your actual life identify what the thing is that's self-standing. You know, if you can't do it with a pen, okay, in your real life, gakcha muma sin, you'll never find the gakcha. Okay? Get it down to something in your real life. You know, you can use the words. When you're teaching, you can say it's self-existent. It's not self-existent. You know, or you could say it depends on dependent origination, or it's not self-standing. But at some point, you've got to have a picture of a pen that could be a pen without you thinking of it as a pen, because that's the cause they're talking about. Okay? It's not that it wasn't, it's not that you never understood it was made in a factory. You understood that. They're talking about the ultimate cause, which is your mind making it a pen. Okay? All right. Is a pen which is made by the mind unreal? No, a pen which is not made by the mind is unreal. Get it? Okay? If there was a pen that you could write with that wasn't coming from your mind, that would be impossible. Okay? To say that it's coming from your mind is finally to admit the reality that it has. And it's a functional reality. I can draw a Saddam Hussein mustache on you if you want. If anyone doubts the reality of this mind-made thing, you know, because it's made by the mind, it works. Okay? If it weren't made by the mind, it couldn't work. Get used to it. Because then you can plant the seeds in your mind for anything you want. That's the point. You got to go one more step, right? You can't just say it's coming from your mind. You got to say, well, if you wanted 5 pens, you could just plant 5 pens. Or if you wanted $5 million, you could just plant $5 million. Or if you wanted a new husband or upgrade your current husband, you could just do that inside your head. And you see, just replant the seed, okay? It's very cool. Okay, if things are coming from their own side, nothing's possible. Okay. Gakcha luma sinde. Berna kumani miyo. Gukarpo kimbao shesok mepe kuma luma simba shino. A person who wanders around with words like, oh, self-existent and dependent origination and blah, 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 but doesn't get it with a pen. Okay? He says, they're like a person who says, I was robbed yesterday. And the police say, could you describe the thief? And you say, it was a guy and he had a shirt on. Okay? Like, that's not enough. Okay? They haven't identified the gakcha. Okay? Like, how are they going to apprehend this guy? How are they going to catch this guy if all you can say about him is he had a shirt on and he had 2 legs and 2 arms? You know, that's like throwing around self-existent or comes from its own side or dependent origination. Okay? That's like the same as saying he was a guy. If you don't have a personal experience of it, that's what he's making the point. Okay? You got to get to know the Gakcha, what do you call it, up close and personal. Okay. Dena shengi shepe kowa dang tsikchi dang dachi tsam mimbar. So don't just sit and listen to what other people, how they describe emptiness or the Gakcha. Or don't just, tsikchi means don't just throw around these generalizations or dachi or just general concepts. Gakcha. Okay, mepar, don't be like that. Chene, rangi longo nyamnyong jencher du ngusimba guso. He says, you have to come into a naked, in Tibetan it's called jencher. Jencher means naked, buck naked experience. Jencher means buck naked, okay? It does mean that. It means somebody just, you open the door and the guy's dead here, you know, you're sorry. Okay. That's jencher. Jencher means totally naked, you know? And you got to come to a jencher encounter with the Gakcha, okay? It's got to be personal. You're like, wow, I get it, okay? It's not like you're throwing around these words, you know? Oh, self-existent. I think self-existent is self-existent. Okay, good. So, Gakcha mangena, mangena, teme dupche ki rikpa mambo shi tang yang. If you never have a personal experience of what it is that's not there, which was what? The pen that came from the pen. You can say it that way if it makes you comfortable. The pen that comes from the pen. Okay? I like that. The pen that comes from the pen. Okay? Jubcheki Rinpa Mambashik Tangyang. You can use all the Buddhist proofs in the world for emptiness that you want. Tendel Shikpe Che Tar Yonenye. Tendel shikpa chetar. Chetar means nyen means there's a danger that you will fall into. Cheta. Cheta means an overreaction to a teaching on emptiness. Okay? An overreaction to a teaching on emptiness. How would you describe that? How would that kind of person act after that? Yeah, they'd think that nothing was real, and then what would happen? They'd either give up, or they'd go out and have a beer, or, you know, they'd go get smashed, because what the hell? You know, that Rinpoche, when he got to this point, he used to quote Budweiser commercials, because he watched a lot of baseball. But it was one life to live. Drink now, one life to live, you know? Like, people who fell into the, people over, what do you call it? Overreacted to a teaching on emptiness. They go out and say, well, nothing matters. You know, everything's empty. I got an email from a guy in Europe like 2 days ago. And he's like, oh, Geshe-la, I figured it out. You know, nothing matters. You know? And I'm like, no, it's the opposite. If everything's empty, you've got to be a good person. Because that's where everything's coming from. Okay? The reaction of a well-educated emptiness student should be, oh, dang, I got to be more careful. Or I have to be more nice. Okay? It should be the opposite. Chetta means overreaction of an undereducated emptinesser. Okay. Tendel Shikpa means, Tendel Shikpa can mean either you disregard dependent origination, but Tendel Shikpa can also mean, Tendel can mean getting off to a good start. Like when you meet a lama, you offer a bowl of a fruit, right? And there's a famous incident, I think it was Milarepa, I don't remember. He offered an empty bowl. And he tendel shikpa. Tendel shikpa means he blew it. He blew the, what do you call it? Auspiciousness? He blew it on the first day. He offered a bowl. And then it took him 10 years more or something like that. Like he offered a bowl with nothing in it. Because he's in a rush or something. Like Circle K was closed or something. Okay. Shikpa Zimson. Berna, Bumpe Tanye, Lo Puksu Shagne, Bumpe Chu, Bumpa min, bumpe shak, bumpa min, she sok chene, bumpe cha re re ne silwe tar, bumpa la manyepa tsam, toba nito kone, gomku chena. He's describing, we have like 2 more minutes, so I'll just go through this. He's describing a wrong way of meditating on emptiness, okay? I can lean for you. She got the sun in her eye. He's describing a wrong way of meditating on emptiness. So here it is. An apparent Every time he does that, it means somebody in Tibet was doing that at the time. Okay. Usually there's someone in every country doing that. Okay, fair enough. Bubetani lo puksu shagni. You think of a vase in your mind. You say the word vase, water pitcher. Okay, in Tibet, a water pitcher was the most common example in a monastic setting. Why? They didn't have pipes. Okay, you sent your disciple to the well, whether it was a mile away or 50 feet away, and they came back with a water pitcher full of water, and you used it throughout the day. And then, so every room had a water pitcher in it. Okay, lopuksa shagni, think of water pitcher in your mind. Bumpechu, take away the lip, the, what do you call that? Yeah, or it's more like the, the rim. It's the rim. It's the flanged rim, okay? Bumpechu, bumpechu min. That's not the vase, right? The edge of the rim is not the vase. Bumpe shap, the base of the vase is not the base. Not the vase. Bumpe shesok chene. Bumpe cha ririne silwe tar. Take away all the pieces of the vase. Take away the handle, take away the spout, take away the rim, take away the base. And what do you got? No, I mean, remove them and throw them out. Yeah, well, they thought that was emptiness, okay? They misunderstood the meaning of emptiness, okay? They thought, oh, the way to arrive at emptiness is to just take away the parts. Just throw away parts until nothing's left, and that's emptiness, okay? That's wrong, all right? Tar buba manye batsam, and when you can't find a vase at the end of that process, don't need to call. They understood that as being emptiness. Ni ne. Gomku che, and then they pretended to meditate on that. Okay. He was like, you know, then they thought they were meditating. Gomku che. China, tongshi de tangdu gakcha dinda shi gok serwe nam ye mepe bumbe tanye shigne shigne chang me ki tombar shorwatan. We'll pick up on that. We'll start off on that, okay? So, we'll meet again at, what time? 5? What time is it now? It's 4:45, right? It's 3:45, sorry. Did I stop at the right time? Oh, God bless. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. You had so much hope. Okay. Tongshi di tengdu. Rather, so they took a thing which they were trying to establish as being empty. Gacha dinda shi gok serwe. Take a thing like the pen and then figure out what's the pen that's not there. And that's the correct process. Okay? But rather, without doing that, bube tanya shigne chang me. They fell into the emptiness where nothing was there, which is not the correct emptiness. Okay, you don't arrive at emptiness by taking all the people out of the room and saying, okay, that's emptiness. Okay, that's not going to liberate you. Okay, it's not going to liberate you to say there's no pen there. Rather, it's going to liberate you to say that there's no pen there that's not coming from me. And then I can make my own pens, and I can change my life, or my body, or anything. Okay, all right. Same way, tell me the bumbe. Le che kitomba kulsa che. So people were kind of making up their own kinds of emptiness. All right, concocted emptinesses, artificial emptinesses. All right. Dena rangre gakcha tsuwa na nganzen henge ki nga rangshin ki tupa tsin tsu se che gupe. Therefore, people like us. We talked about that phrase in Tibetan. What was it? People like us. Dakchak or Rangre. Okay, Dakchak or Rangre. And it's used by high lamas to be friendly because we're not like them. Okay, but they say, people like us guys. They say us guys in Tibetan. And it's considered a joke in the monastery, you know? Like, the Dalai Lama will say, us guys, and everybody's like, yeah, us guys. Okay? All right. When we are looking for the thing that's not there, right? Because that's our job today. We are looking for what's not there. We're looking for the credit card. We're looking for what is a credit card, because you can't understand that you don't have a credit card if you don't know credit card is. Be aware that we are now dealing with credit cards that never existed. We're not dealing with credit cards that ever did exist. It's like a Discover card, okay? Okay, so no, I have one and nobody takes it. It's really fun. It's just mostly for opening locks and scraping ice off your windshield. Jimmy told me that. I think that's why they send it to you. Okay, 19. No, but that's a good example, because it's a bogus credit card, you see? And we're talking about bogus means, bogus mark. Okay? All right. How is it that our... He's going to start talking about Nganzen Henge. Say Nganzen Henge. It's good if you spit when you say Henge, okay? Nganzen Henge. Okay. It means... Henge is an important word. What is it in sahaja in Sanskrit? Sahaja. Saha means in built in. Ja means born. So henge means inborn. You were born with it. Okay? You were born with it. You were born with a certain way of looking at the world which is wrong. Okay? Nganzen henge. You were born with a certain way of looking at the world which is wrong. And everybody has it. If you're in this realm and you're not a deity disguised, which you all are, but anyway, I have it. Okay, Gakcha. So thank you. The Rangshingi Drupa Jinsu, how is it exactly? What am I doing wrong about the door? That's all. What am I doing wrong about Mike? How am I misperceiving Mike? Okay, just tell me and I'll stop. Okay? We must look into this question. Secha good means we must look into this question. Lo Hengela. We have to examine two things. How does Mike appear to Mike's mind? Right? Okay? From the object side. How does Mike appear to Mike's mind? And how is Mike's mind taking that object? Okay? So there's two things. How is it? What's the incoming data? Right? How is Mike appearing to that wrong state of mind? And then how am I interpreting it? That data. Incoming data? An interpretation of the data. How is Mike appearing to Mike, and how does Mike take Mike wrongly? Those are two subjects we have to look into. Okay, taka. Tapu. Pumbo teng ne semgi. Tapu tsam mimba. Pumbo tsope teng ne. So drupa tabu. Ngao nyambashik. Tana dropur yenche la gula. Milam sunche du lopu. So yeah, but this is one of the most powerful sentences in this book. Okay, it's really beautiful. Okay, I want to get it right. Thinking of themselves in the wrong way, not just with regard to their individual parts, but with the whole mind. Okay, seeing the whole mind as if it's incoming, right? Seeing Mike as if Mike is coming this way, okay? So drupa, nyamba, and thinking that's me, okay? Seeing Mike as if Mike existed this way, and thinking Mike, okay? Tana tokpur yunche exists in all living creatures from ants on up. Even ants have it. Nganzen henge. Even ants are misunderstanding themselves. Okay? Even an ant, even the most primitive state of consciousness, is still holding things the wrong way. Okay? All forms of life, from the most primitive kinds of life, even amoebas, are mixed up with their ability to sense heat, cold, enemy, friend, is mixed up a misunderstanding of who they are. Okay? How they take the whole and don't think, okay, about what it is. Everybody has it. Bugs have it, okay? Milam tsunche, And even in their dreams, even down to their dreams, okay? Not even just their waking consciousness, okay? From bugs on up, from dreams on up. It's very powerful in the Tibetan, okay? I'll say it. Dropa Rinpoche, Milam Tsunche, you know, from bugs on up, from dream on up. We're all misunderstanding who we are, okay? Shendu Lopuk, Lopuksu means deep in their heart. Yupa, that's the misunderstanding of me that I was born with. I came into this life with it, okay? We all came into this life with it, okay? Chirnashi Kansaki Tendu Nashe Jimbe Jinso Sumle. I'll start, but we won't get through this part, okay? But we got to use our time, right? To get Rebecca to sit down and call this all these places. And I mean, how often is that going to happen? Okay, so we got to grab the time. You know, once we're all heated and slept and eated and yogaed, we should do something. Okay, because the time left over is very small. Chinna, there are three ways in which you can think of me. Okay, so get this down. Okay, there are three ways in which Eric can think of Eric, or Jigme can think of Jigme, or Carl can think of Carl, or Jason can think of Jason. Okay, there's three ways. Tongniki ta gyula kepe kasa namki. Dakshi teng du tokpe taksam dang. Denme ki kepe tu chene, ngan zimba chik dang. The first one is the good one, okay? The first one is the good way to look at yourself. Tongni ki ta gyula kepe kangsak. People who have had some education in what emptiness is. Namki, dakshi teng du tokpe taksam. They look at a pen as being a blue object, which the seeds in their mind have compelled them to see as a pen. That's all, okay? They look upon a pen, they view a pen as a collection of colors and shapes, which the seeds in their own mind are compelling them to see as a pen. But they're doing it with me, okay? A well-trained person is saying, I see a mortal arm. I see skin, blood, and bone. About Mike. I look at Mike's arm, I see skin, blood, and bone. But I understand that the reason I see mortality is because I have not respected life. Okay? Ahimsa. Okay? I have not respected life enough. Okay? Would you go to a fine restaurant if they had a chicken chained to the table and you had to slit its throat to eat it? You know, would you do it? You know, would you kill a cow in the corner of the restaurant with your own hands? Would you choke a cow with your own hands? Whatever, you know, to eat it. Those seeds of all the double whoppers you ever ate are causing you to see this mortal, okay? And so a well-trained person sees Mike as collections of parts which are interpreted in a certain way by the mind due to my kindness or lack of kindness. Get it? Due to the seeds in my mind. Okay? All right. That's the good person. All right? That's one. Then make you care for to chene. And they discount its unreality. They appreciate its unreality. Meaning what? It didn't have to be skin and bone. Okay, skin and bone is unreal. It could have been light. You know, it could have been something else. They discount its reality. They say, look, it's not really real, is it? It could have been something else. If I had different seeds in my mind, it could have been something else. Okay. They don't take it as fixed and unfixable. Fixed, that's good. That'll be the title of my next album. They don't take it as fixed and unfixable. Okay, they don't. They don't take it that way. All right. All right, Jupta gyu malepe soke namki jinso tar. Jupta gyu malepe soke namki jinso tar. Lang shing ki drup ma drup kangi kyan kepe du ma chepe ngan jin chik so chik. Way of looking at mic number two. Okay, the first one is the intelligent one, right? The second one is the common person. just regular people. Sosokiewo, Portagiana, just normal people. They look in the mirror and they say, there's Mike. Okay? They're not like, what do you call it? Analyzing it. They're not refuting Prasangikas and supporting Saltrantikas. You know, like they're not like, Jupte Malepa means they have not been polluted by philosophical schools, okay? They're like, okay, there's Mike. What do you want me to do? You know, it's, hey, who's in the mirror? It's Mike. You know, does he exist? I don't know. He's just there. Okay. All right. That's one way of, there's the Mike that appears that way. When you look in the mirror and you're not analyzing, okay? You're not trying to see if it exists from its own side or not, okay? So that's the second way of looking at me. Unfortunately, you have enough time to start the third way. And then there's a third one where if somebody asks you, is he coming from his own side, you say, yes. Yeah, see, yeah. Yeah, he is. So that's a hardcore wrong view, right? Somebody asks you to analyze it. They ask you to dig into it. You know, is Ningbo the Ningbo you thought he was? And you go, yes. Does he exist from his own side? Well, where else? You know, okay? Then that's like a, what do you call it? Active wrong view. Okay. The second one is just sort of a, you know, what do you call it? Leisurely misunderstanding. Okay. All right. Jokpat did something. Di yuki natsam tani di yuki. Di yuki natsam di tani yuki. Sorry. I'm just going to finish the sentence, okay? I'm not trying to hold you here. Jima chikte sum yopale. Nipate ngai tani jokpe lo tsemayin. Number two is a pramana. Number two is a reasonable state of mind. Number two is valid. What was number two? Hey, it's just John. You're not questioning whether it came from his own side or not. Just what the person we normally deal with is just John. Okay. Just John. Okay. He calls it Natsam, which means just me. So you just replace the Nga with any person you are. Okay. Bani Tsam. Just Bani. That's just Bani. Okay? You see anything in the mirror? Yeah. Who is it? Me. Okay. That's a pramana. That's a correct perception. That's not wrong. And that's not harmful. Okay. Does Ellen exist? Yes. Did she go to Taiwan? Yes. Did she do a nice job? Yes. Do we have to discuss it? You know, no. She's there. She was there. Sorry. Shanghai. Okay. Anyway. So that, anyway. Nipa de ngai tani jope lo tsemayin. That's a state of mind which is establishing a certain me, and it's correct. Di yu natsam ni tanye tu yu. Relatively speaking, the mic which that state of mind is perceiving exists. It's really there. Okay, tanye tu yu. He brushes his teeth, he combs his hair, he, you know, etc. Okay. Lende ki ten duang rung. This is very important. He can also be the person who undertakes actions, who creates karmas, and undergoes the results of those karmas. Okay? That's fine. The John in the mirror, unexamined, is reasonably the person who will do things and who will undergo the consequences of those actions. That's okay. Okay? Okay. One more sentence and we're done. We might as well, right? Okay, my leg's about to Charlie Horse. Oh, okay, don't mind. Sumba de nyemba jomgyu chushe nganzin yin. I'm gonna skip the number. He says number blank. Okay, you have to fill in. Right. Number blank is the me which we want to deny, which we want to stop, which we want to stop thinking exists. Which one? Three. Number three. Okay? He is coming from my side. I do come from my side. Okay. The pen does come from the pen. If you truly understood that the pen didn't come from the pen, how upset would you get when the dog chewed on it?
Not much.
Yeah, I'd still get upset, I think. But it's a good answer. But you would sympathize with the dog. Empathize? You would say, okay, I understand. Your seeds are different. You see something to chew on. You know, whether you would still agree with them chewing on it, I don't know. But at least you would not get so upset, right? You could understand, you could see the other person's point of view. You got your seeds, I got mine. I understand you want to chew on it. You know, now stop that. Okay. All right. But at least you wouldn't get upset. All right. We'll stop there. Okay. And we'll do some more. And we'll have some announcements after we create a perfect world. Okay.
Give her gift of Shemitotam, Vira Vinci in day and body, Sangeshin Dumite Uwardi, Dogunam Dashin Vajubasho, Hiram Guru Ragnavaka.
Okay. It's a beautiful text. I mean, it's probably the most beautiful scripture ever written, I think. But it's cool, right? All right. Becky's going to make some announcements.